Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. When the war broke out, the town of Carrickfergus became essential to the defence of Belfast Lough and the city itself. The 4th Royal Irish Fusiliers, who mainly included Catholic Special Reservists from Counties Cavan and Monaghan, were stationed in the East Antrim town to support the artillery units at Grey Point and Kilroot Fort. Historian Philip Orr has studied the effect the soldiers had on Carrickfergus.
I'm standing here today just beside what everyone in the town knows as the Big Lamp. It was built originally in 1881, and not only was there a nice modern gas lamp here, but a water fountain. In 2014, the sound of traffic dominates Carrickfergus, going up and down the Marine Highway to Belfast. But of course, back 100 years ago, there'd have been none of that. There'd have been the occasional siren from a ship on the loch. But what you'd have mainly heard was the sound of horses and carts going up and down here, perhaps the train going past in the railway station, and the sound of marching soldiers' feet, because of course this was a barracks town. What's interesting, though, then, is that in the autumn of 1914, into the town came a very different unit of soldiers. And these men were largely from Cavan and Monaghan. They were part of a reserve unit inside the Royal Irish Fusiliers. There might have been several hundred of them. We don't know the exact number. But these were fellows predominantly from a Catholic background, probably nationalists. But they were what's called reserve soldiers, men who had supplemented a meagre income by joining up in the British Army Reserve, which meant that most of the time they weren't in uniform, but if a war ever broke out, they had to go and fight. Well, these men, of course, arriving into a town where there'd been a lot of tensions due to the Home Rule crisis, you might have thought there'd have been a lot of trouble, but there clearly wasn't. The locals started to call them the boys. Now, spelling that, it was B-H-O-Y-S, and the word originates in the 19th century in America, and it was used about numerous football clubs, I think, with a sort of Irish Catholic ethos. And just apart from training and perfecting their abilities as soldiers, they would have had recreation time in the town. So I'm looking across here to Bell's shop, which is just a few yards from where we're standing near the lamp. And Bell's shop would have been a popular spot in those days. You went in to buy things, even if it was just a newspaper. Well, newspapers were exactly what the men wanted, just to find out what was happening at home. So Bell's, being good businessmen, decided they would stock Monaghan and Cavan newspapers. They came up by train, of course, the newspapers, and the men would have popped in and out of the shop and no doubt bought other things as well. So we've arrived at St. Nicholas Catholic Church in Carrickfergus, and we're standing in the little graveyard just behind the modern building and quite close to what would have been the functioning chapel. We can observe the castle in the distance, the harbour, some of the boats going up and down the loch like they would have done 100 years ago. But closer to us here is the old chapel with its grey slate roof and its little spire. It doesn't seem to be in use now, and out beyond it, of course, is the little Catholic primary school. But it's important to remember this would have been at the heart and core of Catholic life in Carrickfergus, and it would have been in the heart and core, temporarily, of the town for many of those men from Cavan and Monaghan. I mean, here's where you would have come for recreation. Here's where you would have come to go to Mass and to maintain your Catholic faith. But also, here's where you would have come to pray for those who were at the front. in the spring of 1915, the 4th Battalion brought out Fusiliers, moved on from Carrickfergus, but we know that the men kept in contact with locals here, and locals kept in contact with them. Friendships had been developed. And though they stayed for only a few months, they're part of the story of this barracks town, and they're also indicative of a wider story. You know, there are places all across Ireland, north and south. This war impacted in all kinds of tiny ways. Communities, irrespective of their religion, irrespective of their allegiance, it impacted all of us.
Carrickfergus, in County Antrim. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.